How do you feel the idea of therapy is treated in the US? Do you feel like it's easy to access and socially acceptable? Compare that to living in Norway, where mental health services are seamlessly woven into public healthcare, ensuring that every citizen has access regardless of income. Do you feel like therapy is critical for the health and happiness of a population? Should governments take the bold step of making therapy a requirement to address mental health crises on a societal scale? Welcome to your Dinner Table Debates Daily Deep Dive, where we explore real topics from our decks and give you everything you need to debate in under 10 minutes. Today's topic is therapy should be mandated by the government and comes from our collab deck with The Conversationalist in the mental health category. Let's dig in. Therapy, or mental health counseling, is a critical tool for improving emotional well-being, yet it remains underutilized due to stigma, financial barriers, and lack of access. Some nations and regions have experimented with mandating therapy for specific groups. For example, Germany's healthcare system includes robust mental health coverage, and South Korea mandates counseling for soldiers to address mental health issues arising from military service. Studies underline therapy's value. The National Institute of Mental Health reports that cognitive behavioral therapy, CBT, is effective for up to 75% of patients with depression or anxiety. Moreover, untreated mental health issues cost the global economy over $1 trillion annually in lost productivity, according to the World Health Organization. Rising rates of suicide, depression, and anxiety paint a troubling picture of mental health in the United States. Social media pressures, the skyrocketing cost of living, and a worsening sense of societal disconnection contribute to an escalating crisis. Could mandated therapy provide a lifeline, offering structured support to tackle these challenges head-on? Or would such a policy risk infringing on personal freedoms and overwhelm an already strained mental health system? Mental health impacts every facet of society, from personal relationships to workplace productivity. Debating whether therapy should be mandated by the government touches on questions of public health, personal freedom, and societal responsibility. Now, let's debate. Agree. Therapy should be mandated by the government. It improves public health. Mandating therapy could tackle the escalating mental health crisis in the U.S., where suicide rates have surged nearly 30% over the past two decades. Denmark, which provides free mental health services to all citizens, offers a blueprint of how this could work, showing how prioritizing mental well-being can lead to significant reductions in mental health issues nationwide. There are economic benefits. Addressing mental health proactively could save billions in healthcare costs and lost productivity. According to the World Health Organization, every $1 invested in mental health treatments yields $4 in return in improved health and productivity. This could lead to destigmatization. A government mandate could normalize therapy, reducing the stigma and encouraging more people to seek help willingly. South Korea's mandated military counseling shows how normalizing mental health care can break cultural taboos. Disagree. Therapy should not be mandated by the government. There are autonomy concerns. Mandating therapy infringes on personal freedom. Individuals should have the right to choose whether or not to engage in mental health services. No one should be forced to go to therapy. There are resource limitations. Many regions lack the infrastructure and professionals to support a mandate. For example, in rural areas of the U.S., there are significant shortages of mental health providers, making widespread implementation totally unrealistic. The effectiveness of this idea depends on the willingness of the people to participate. Therapy is most effective when sought voluntarily. Mandating participation could lead to resistance, which totally undermines its benefits. Now for some rebuttals. One possible rebuttal to the agree point about improved public health could be, while therapy has shown proven benefits, mandates risk prioritizing quantity over quality, potentially overwhelming existing systems and diminishing the care provided. One possible rebuttal to the disagree point about autonomy concerns could be, governments already mandate interventions like vaccinations for public health. Therapy mandates could be similarly justified if societal benefits outweigh individual objections. This debate balances individual rights with collective responsibility, showing the complexities of mental health policy. In recent years, there's been a push to expand mental health access. In California, K through 12 students now have increased access to mental health resources due to state-funded initiatives. And internationally, Japan's employee assistance programs mandate workplace counseling for high-stress roles, offering insights into how mandates could function in specific contexts. Want to dig into this topic even more? Well, when you're playing dinner table debates at home, you can have Agree set the stage and choose how to define the debate. This means they can outline the terms, context, and interpretation, creating a unique and dynamic conversation every time. Here are some ways that Agree could further redefine this debate topic. 1. Therapy should be mandated by the government for prisoners. Would this reduce recidivism rates? How would this impact the prison system's costs and outcomes? 2. Therapy should be mandated by the government for children in K through 12. Could early intervention reduce long-term mental health issues? How would schools implement and monitor such programs? 3. Therapy should be mandated by the government for those in high-stress professions. Which professions would qualify? How would this impact workplace culture and productivity? If you enjoyed our deep dive, you can debate this topic and many more by getting your own Dinner Table Debates deck at dinnertabledebates.com. It's a unique game because every round starts with randomly assigning agree or disagree. Then you pick the topic, meaning that you might be debating for something that you disagree with, or vice versa. But that's the point. Stretch your brain, gain clarity, improve critical thinking and empathy, and have fun doing it. Save 10% on your order when you use the code PODCAST10. You can also join the debate on our Instagram and TikTok accounts at Dinner Table Debates. Get ready for some thought-provoking discussions that will challenge your assumptions and broaden your understanding of the world around you. Happy debating, and remember, everyone is always welcome at the table.